KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
AmaZulu King Misizuluka Zweletini's first wife has turned to the courts to try and halt his upcoming wedding to his third wife. Queen Intokozo Ka Mayisela has filed an application for an interdict today after her request for a family meeting to seek mediation on their divorce was pushed to next month. Newswatch's Tsinukutle Malinga reports.
In a letter through her foundation, the Queen says she has no issue with the King getting married, but that he must first change their wedding contract. The contract apparently prevents him from marrying someone else while already married. The traditional wedding between King Misizulu and his third wife, Queen Nomzamo Myeni, is set to take place end of the month. The King filed for divorce at the Pietermaritzburg High Court from his Queen Mayisela in November. Nkosi Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Corporate Governance has given the Ray Inkonyeni Municipality 3 weeks to end an ongoing municipal strike. For 3 months, management and employees have locked horns over job grading issues in the town on the south coast. Businesses, residents and hospitals have been bearing the brunt of the dispute, with some areas reporting interruptions to the electricity and refuse collection. KZN COGTA MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi met with the leadership today and says he's disappointed the mayor did not show up.
It was disappointing that the mayor decided not to be here, because the mayor, as the face of the municipality, must provide direction. But at the next meeting when we come, we do hope that solutions would have been found.
To Gauteng, the state has told the Joburg Magistrates Court that the fifth suspect in the hijacking case linked to the home of former President Nelson Mandela will not be added at this stage. However, he remains a suspect. Newswatch's Masichaba Sifularo reports.
The relative of former President Nelson Mandela was seen leaving the Johannesburg Magistrate Court this afternoon. His absence in the dock was glaring as earlier reports of his arrest and alleged involvement in a hijacking piqued the public's interest. Moments after proceedings, a disheveled figure, recognizable as one of Mandela's grandsons, was accompanied by two other males before slipping into a silver Mercedes-Benz. Meanwhile, the four accused remain in custody until their next appearance.
And abroad, Donald Trump has been handed a no-penalty sentence following his conviction in his hush money case. The incoming U.S. president has received an unconditional discharge, meaning he will not face jail time, probation, or even a fine. The sentencing in New York comes days before the 78-year-old is due to be inaugurated at the White House. U.S. correspondent James Matthews says it's a defining moment in American history.
The headline will be all about the convicted felon, because that is the element of history that will be forever attached to Donald Trump. A dark chapter in the history of U.S. politics that he desperately wanted to avoid.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 30 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 33. Richards Bay, 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.